Spirit Guide Underground, November 3, 2008.
Warning, access restricted. Enter password. Begin DNA verification. Processing. Verification complete. Access granted. Welcome. Spirit.
The future. A world where the quest for truth has ended. Although some of us are trying to keep it alive.
Hey, Rand, do you think Vincent's okay?
He's become more tense and distant every day since Isaiah died.
I'll make sure we get back on track, even if I gotta save everybody from themselves.
We've got our share of enemies.
Hey, you can't come here!
Intruder, take him down!
Rand, what is that thing?
Look out!
Surprise!
We're looking for others to join us.
What's with the blue robes? These guys wizards or something?
Zontafia are powerful weavers of miracles.
We thought we'd found some allies.
Encircle them, brother.
They cannot return with us to the village.
And we must purify this place of their stain.
We were wrong.
Ready, brothers. Let's begin.
Burn, ungodly filth!
What do you want? To make you ours or to make you despair?
Spirit Blade Productions presents...
Do you have any idea how much I will make you suffer? The horrific agony that I will inflict...
Spirit Blade, Dark Ritual.
Hell will be a refuge for you when I'm finished.
For more information, visit spiritblade.net.
Oh, Frabjous Day, Kalu Kalay. Hello, Spirit Blade fans. That was just the trailer for Dark Ritual. And the moment has finally arrived. Spirit Blade Dark Ritual is now available at www.spiritblade.net. This project represents a huge jump forward for me as an artist. I've already heard many times from my test listeners how the overall quality of Dark Ritual far surpasses what we accomplished with the original Spirit Blade audio drama. I've grown a lot through this whole process as an audio producer and songwriter, and I am excited to share that with you through Spirit Blade Dark Ritual. It's available in a 3-disc set for $12.99, and the shipping is free in the U.S. You can also get it as a digital download for only $9.99 and grab it immediately on your PC. This epic project has a running time of over 3 hours and will immerse you into the world of Spirit Blade like never before. If you're looking for something to make that drive to work or that exercise routine a lot more bearable, then Spirit Blade Dark Ritual may be just the thing you've been waiting for. With plenty of sci-fi and fantasy action, you're going to discover a story that takes you on a mind-bending journey while also probing the issues of faith, tradition, religion, and truth. Are these things ever harmful? How can we know what is really true? Well, Spirit Blade Dark Ritual approaches these issues with an unchurchy yet truth-centered attitude while delivering an audio cinematic experience like nothing you'll find anywhere else. Now, I do want everybody to take notice, please. This audio drama contains sequences of intense violence, and subject matter that is recommended for ages 16 and older. The first one, Spirit Blade, was recommended for ages 13 and older. This story's a little bit darker, so I'm recommending ages 16 and older. But parents, you can be your own judge on that. If you can't wait to get your CD set in the mail, or, you know, maybe you just want to take this thing for a test drive before making a purchase, you can download the first 40 minutes of Spirit Blade Dark Ritual for free in CD quality MP3 audio at www.spiritblade.net. And once you're there, you're also going to find several behind-the-scenes audio cast interviews and features about the making of Dark Ritual in the media section, the media page. You click on at the top of the screen when you get to spiritblade.net. And you can download those and enjoy them all for free. And I'm going to continue to update the media page with new content. There'll be something new every month for Dark Ritual, some behind-the-scenes interview or commentary. Over the next 12 months, there'll be something brand new there every month. That'll continue to take you deeper into the world of Spirit Blade. And I do want to say, you know, given these difficult economic times, I know that there are many choices you have regarding how you spend your money, so I want you to know how much I appreciate your support and hope you'll continue to pray for me and Spirit Blade Productions, even if you can't afford to make a purchase right now. God does use money to keep this thing going, but he also uses prayer, and we've been very aware of that as we've been moving forward in the creative process and working through this, me and my wife both. So thanks for your support and for being a big part of this journey with us. Your prayers and purchases always take a very small company like ours one step closer to that next inspired idea or that next sound effect you purchase. We have a very small budget, so I mean, it really does, you know, each little purchase makes a difference. So you are a vital component in your prayer and financial contributions here that makes all of this possible, and I want you to hear a resounding thank you from me as we launch into this next phase of the journey. Okay, so that was basically the main update. I didn't give you a little update sound effect, but that's the big thing going on. I'm going to give you guys a preview of a couple songs from Dark Ritual coming up, and I'm also in the show later on going to play a few audio comments, but there was something wrong with the, oh man, everything went wrong with that whole audio commenting thing, the audio guest book that I set up. First, I was an idiot and I gave you guys, I left a typo in the number, so several of you commented by email, hey, I'm trying this and it's not working, and I'm like, ah, crap, it was a typo, and that's probably why I haven't gotten any audio messages for like the last month that I've had that option up, just to comment in general. So I made that fix, and then it was still kind of buggy throughout the afternoon, and when I left a message myself, I discovered that after recording the message, if I just hung up instead of pressing a button like the recorded message instructed me to, I realized that it didn't record and send my message. So after you record your message, remember, as the instructions from the robotic man say, press a button so that you can confirm and then save your message, and then it will appear on the kind of the audio player on the Spirit Blade weblog and on the Spirit Blade podcast page and on Pater's Brain. You can cycle through and listen. There's four messages up there right now that people have left in support of Spirit Blade or just in support of being weird. And you can check those out at spiritblade.typepad.com or pater.libsyn.com or patersbrain.blogspot.com. So anyway, I apologize for that. So because there's only a few messages to play, not as much audio material as I had hoped, and again, that's my fault. I apologize. Sorry for all of you that called and won't be hearing your message today. That was my goof. I should have been more clear in my instructions. But to try and make up for that, I'm going to play two songs from Spirit Blade Dark Ritual later on in the show. Later on is now. Let's just get to it. Here we go.
Primary features activated.
parts from thee. If you see me waver with a look,
buddy, on that whole thing that you were doing over there. That's terrific.
Hello, this is Alexa Chipman, writer of Maudlin, and I just wanted to say how much I love and support anything that Spirit Blade comes out with, and I think there should be more Christian audio drama out there, so lovely job. Can't wait for more. Cheerio.
You have selected Spirit Blade Dark Ritual, rated PG-13, playing at Harkin, Superstition Springs 25, just east of Power Road. Today's remaining show times are 1:30, 4:30, 7:30, and 10:30.
Let's begin.
We'll be right back.
torture consuming me, I can't defend. Hatred surrounding me, so much for a friend. Abandoned, forgotten, alone I descend. But one future, a new existence, all that I have left, clinging to providence. It will be from that season of five, form of personal homicide, ripping up of the inside. Annihilation override, turning over genocide, a world like a defied.
Bring me to life, your sacrifice rescues my soul from this hell. Bring me to life, a grip like a vice is pulling me under its spell.
Flesh tearing out of me, screaming, I cry. Death and the great necromancer nearby. Afterward, flesh animated again. Now indestructible, life with no end. One future, a new existence, all that I have left, clinging to providence. It will be commencing to defy former personal homicide, ripping up of the inside. Annihilation override, turning over genocide, a world like identified.
Bring me to life, your sacrifice rescues my soul from this hell. Bring me to life, a grip like a vice is pulling me under its spell. Bring me to life, your sacrifice rescues my soul from this hell. Bring me to life, a grip like a vice is pulling me under its spell.
So let them use me and brutalize me. Let them strip me down and destroy me. Let them mock me, let them hate me, let them kill me. You will restore me. Bring me to life, your sacrifice rescues my soul from this hell. Bring me to life, a grip like a vice is pulling me under its spell.
Bring me to life, your sacrifice rescues my soul from this hell. Bring me to life, a grip like a vice is pulling me under its spell. Bring me to life, your sacrifice rescues my soul from this hell. Bring me to
we are searching for truth in the book of 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, verses 1 through 10 today. Paul spends some time clarifying a few details regarding the return of Christ It sounds like the Thessalonians were in danger of being influenced by bogus ideas that came in a supposedly supernatural package or ordinary teaching. Supernatural is indicated by the word used for prophecy or spirit in verse 2, and ordinary teaching methods are implied by the word for message. This points out something interesting. Just because something is truly spiritual does not make it truly true. Just because a supernatural phenomena is real doesn't make it really true. Miracles and other supernatural events can be flags that get our attention, but because two different sources both produce miracles does not make them equally valid. The Bible tells us to test everything using our rational minds, by implication, to see what is true and what is not. Look at 1 John 4, verse 1, and 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 21. If we want to know what's really real, we can't check our brains at the door. The Bible commands us to keep our minds fully engaged in our search for the truth. Back to some details about the future now. First off, Paul affirms in verse 1 that Christians will be, quote, gathered together with Christ when he returns. Also look at 1 Thessalonians 4:17. He also makes it clear that Jesus has not returned yet. He hasn't returned spiritually or symbolically either. In fact, Paul says that a few things will happen first that we can kind of check off our list so that we don't think that Jesus has come when he really hasn't. First, there's going to be an apostasy. Look at verse 3. Apostasy is the word used in the NASB translation. This English word means abandonment of a formal loyalty, but the Greek word used here doesn't mean the exact same thing. Instead, it means to place oneself away from or to stand away from someone. So this could easily refer to someone who associates themselves with Christianity, but then separates themselves from the movement and its followers. They wouldn't have to have been a genuine follower of Christ in order to do this. So this apostasy will likely be a strong rejection or separation from Christianity by those who were considered and may have considered themselves Christians. It's also likely that many others who were never Christians will more strongly express their separation from Christianity at this time. Then a, quote, man of lawlessness is revealed, the son of destruction. Since there's no indication that this is a symbolic reference, we should assume that this will be a real individual. This same person is mentioned elsewhere in the Bible. If you'd like to explore him some more, look at 1 John 2:18, 1 John 4:3, 2 John chapter 7, Daniel chapter 7, verse 7, verse 8, verse 21, Matthew 24:15, and Revelation chapter 13. He's going to put himself above not just Jesus, but all religious systems and spiritual philosophies. We see that in verse 4. Verses 6 and 7 imply that the wheels are already in motion for this figure to appear on the scene. The lawless one does not necessarily exist yet, but human nature makes his appearance inevitable. One day our race will produce this horrific human being. For now, the restrainer, as it's referred to here, has kept this prophecy from taking place. Although there is some debate about who the restrainer is, government, political rulers, the church, everything is subject to God ultimately. And so we can, in the end, say that God, the Holy Spirit, is the restrainer of this man of lawlessness. And we can thank God that the lawless one is being restrained. When he comes on the scene, he will be part of Satan's plan and will be given power by Satan to do incredible supernatural things that will mislead a huge number of people. However, the responsibility will still be in the people's hands. No one needs to be misled by this person. Those who are misled will be misled because they haven't developed a love for pursuing truth. Take a look at verse 10. That's why truth is so important to everything and everybody. Truth leads us to Jesus because he is the very definition and source of all truth in existence. And the good news here is, even though the lawless one will do some ugly things, he's going to be wiped out just because Jesus shows up. I mean, look at verse 8. You can almost imagine Jesus appearing over this maniacal tyrant's shoulder and saying, "Hi, I'm Jesus," and watching as the lawless one melts into goo just from being in the same room with God. We're going to see the value of truth emphasized some more in the rest of this chapter, but that's going to have to wait until next time. For now, the coffeehouse question this week. Why do you think people are so interested in the end of the world? There's kind of a mystifying quality. Even like in the secular realm, you know, movies like to play around with this idea of the apocalypse or the end of the world. So I pose the question to you. Why do you think people are so fascinated by the concept of the end of the world? Send me an email at pater@spiritblade.net, or you can leave me a recorded message. You can find out how to do that at spiritblade.typepad.com or patersbrain.blogspot.com. And you spell my name with a P-A-E-T-E-R. So I'd love to hear from you.
We are listening to an actual ear laughing. Certain doctors say that ears should laugh at least 10 minutes every day to be healthy. There are two known ways to help your ears to laugh. One, grab a four-leaf clover while piggyback riding on Bigfoot on the inauguration day of the first female president. Or number two, listen to the Ear Giggles podcast at jrdonline.com. The choice is yours. But if you don't want to wait too long, then head over to jrdonline.com now. The Ear Giggles podcast. A lot of giggles in a little time.
Well, Josh was the lucky winner over at the Jesus Geek podcast, who got the answer of the word at the 28-second mark of the Spirit Blade trailer, which was surprise. And Josh's name was drawn out of the barrel or the bucket or whatever. And so, Josh, you've got something coming out to you. I sent you an email, so I haven't checked my email. Maybe you've gotten back to me. But anyway, congratulations, Josh, on winning your choice of either a physical copy of Spirit Blade or a digital download of Spirit Blade Dark Ritual. That's all we got going on this week. Next week, I hope you guys all watched Legend of the Seeker. That was on Sunday night on the CW. Don't hold that against it, that it was on the CW. I'm going to give you a full review. You can actually check out my full review on patersbrain.blogspot.com, but I'm going to give that full review on the podcast next week, so you will hear it then. Isn't that unusual that I actually know something that's going to happen on next week's show? Wow. I hope that doesn't deter you from coming to next week's show. I hope the mystery of what's going to happen isn't what commonly drives you to come back, in which case I've just completely destroyed it for you. So please, please, please come back and listen to the show next week. Anyway, that's all I got. Everything's breaking apart here. So with that, have a great week. I hope that as you guys are doing what you do, you're also seeking the truth.
Visit www.spiritblade.net. Green Lantern is awesome. Vader is a crazy freak.